This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. we're going to start looking at Jesus' birth. And this will be found in Luke chapter 2, verse 1. At the time, Caesar Augusta issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. Jesus was then presented in the temple, and he was named Jesus, the name that the angel had given him before he was conceived. He was then taken to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. A sacrifice was to be given, and that was a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. There was a man named Simon, who it had been revealed to that he would not die before he saw the Lord's anointed. Moved by the Spirit of God, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child into the temple courts to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is designed to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against. This was so that many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own heart too." There was a prophetess called Anna. She never left the temple, but worshipped day and night, fasting and praying. Coming up to them, at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Who is this child that had angels, shepherds, prophets, who had special songs and prophecies sung by others at his birth? Well, Jesus is his name. He is the Son of God, he who had been prophesied about through several books in the Old Testament. So who is Jesus? Well, he is the Son of God, but you may be asking, why have Christmas in the first place? And the answer is simple. God loves men and women and children. All men and women have sinned, and we have all sinned. We have told lies, we have thought wrong thoughts, impure thoughts, we have stolen, told lies, have disobeyed our parents, and the list could go on. However, the Bible tells us that the wages of our sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God, who is holy, cannot have anyone who has sinned to be with him in heaven. Yet God loves you, even though he hates your sin. And God decided to put into action a plan which would enable men and women to enter into heaven, even though our sin brings death upon us. This plan enabled men, women and children, as long as they were sorry for having sinned, the right to be able to receive the gift of eternal life. Life with God, which goes on forever and ever. However, the way God chose to do it was to send his only Son into the sin-sick world so that you and I could come to know God personally as a friend and as a Saviour. As the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just as each one of us has chosen to go our own way, which leads to death, that is the wrong things we do, by making a choice, by asking Jesus Christ into your life, you can come to know him as your Saviour and Lord. You will know that the life that he gives to you is eternal life, once you have invited him in, which goes on forever and ever. And every single one of us needs to invite Jesus Christ into our life if indeed we want to have eternal life. You see, it's too late once you die. You must do it while you're still living on this earth. You can understand that God knew that we would never be good enough to enter heaven. So God sent his only Son into this world who did no sin. And Jesus, because he was perfect, was able to take the punishment for your sin so you could be set free. When Jesus was dying on that cross, he didn't have to die. You see, he was utterly innocent. He had done nothing wrong. But he was taking the punishment for you and for me so that we could go free, if indeed we invited him into our lives. And each one of us who is listening today, you need to trust Jesus and believe that he has forgiven you, as well as taking your punishment upon himself so you could go free. Jesus had to be born, so this is why Jesus came as a baby into this world and grew up in this world just like you and me. And I wonder what you would do today. We celebrate Jesus as coming into this earth, and quite rightly so. And this is why we have Christmas. And he came as a gift to you and to me. No wonder at Christmas time, we go on out into the lounge, we look at the Christmas tree and find those wonderful gifts that our parents have given to us. And no doubt you've brought some for your parents. I trust you have. But the marvelous thing is, when you look at those gifts, remember this. Jesus is the best gift of all that you and I could have. For he loves you and longs, he wants the best for you. Oh yes, there will be trials, but believe me, you can have a relationship with him because he longs to be your friend and your Saviour. This is Murray Yates signing off for this month. May the Lord bless you this Christmas.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.